This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hi, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A handful of conservative Liberal MPs are pushing the idea of holding a same-sex marriage plebiscite via postal vote. The move would see the Australian Electoral Commission send out postal ballots to Australians who could voluntarily fill them in if they wished, and it would bypass the decision by Labor and the Greens to end the plebiscite last year. Advocates have called this idea sneaky, as it would not need to pass the Parliament. And the majority of voters living in some of Australia's most conservative electorates are pro-same-sex marriage, according to a recent poll. A ReachTel poll of 12 coalition seats commissioned by Australians for Equality found that more than 50% of voters in all 12 seats said yes when asked if same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. Of the 12 seats polled, there were four held by cabinet ministers with around 700 people polled in each seat. Victoria's Pride Centre will be based on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, with works on the site commencing in the next 12 months. Minister for Equality Martin Foley announced the planned location, calling it a milestone day. He said, "The Pride Centre is long overdue. It's exciting news for the LGBTI community and yet another welcome addition to St Kilda." And a man proposed to his longtime partner during an Adele concert in Melbourne over the weekend, after the acclaimed singer brought him and his partner on stage. 37-year-old Wade got down on one knee, saying he never officially got to propose. Tens of thousands of fans then burst out into applause before Adele congratulated the pair and dedicated her next song to them. And the upcoming reboot of the 90s television show Power Rangers will break ground by becoming the first big-budget superhero film to feature an LGBT protagonist. One of the film's narrative arcs will see the Yellow Ranger Trini, played by Becky G, coming to terms with her sexual orientation. In one scene, a character assumes she must be having boyfriend problems before realizing that perhaps she's actually having girlfriend problems. And in a world first, the Japanese city of Aruma has elected a trans man to public office. Tomoya Hosoda has been elected a councillor of the city and plans to work for LGBTI rights, as well as improving the lives of older people and those with a disability. He came out as trans while studying medical science and began his transition in 2015. And RuPaul has revealed that he wed his partner of 23 years in January. The drag superstar said on television, "I've never said this on TV before, but we are married." The couple met on the dance floor of Limelight in New York City, a nightclub inside a church. They married this year on their 23rd anniversary. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. An NFL quarterback has been awarded $3 million in a lawsuit after a man falsely claimed he was in the closet. Andrew Caldwell said he was in a gay relationship with former Pittsburgh Steeler Cordell Stewart on the Shake Up Show, which Stewart denied. The judge ruled that the footballer's reputation was significantly damaged by the claims, but refused the $4.5 million amount he wanted for losing earnings and emotional distress. The well-known hoaxer Caldwell has since admitted to making the story up. A professional wrestler has come out as bi, introducing his boyfriend in a YouTube video. Anthony Bowen says he was nervous the wrestling world would find out that he's gay, but decided to let three-month boyfriend Michael Pavano post the video on his YouTube channel, The Laughing Challenge.
And the rules of the challenge are very, very simple. We're going to turn on a hilarious compilation video, and we're both going to take a big gulp of water. Whoever spits it out first is the loser.
He says he wants to change people's perceptions and break stereotypes on his journey, and so far the response has been overwhelmingly positive. 50 prominent athletes have signed a letter from Athlete Ally protesting the anti-transgender bathroom bill in Texas. The letter states that the athletes are committed to upholding the values of sport like fair play and inclusion, and everyone should be treated equally under the law. Stars contributing to the letter are a mix of gay and straight allies like WNBA player Brittany Griner and NFL player Chris Cluey. They warn that if SB 6 becomes law, Texas could miss out on hosting major sporting events, just like North Carolina did enacting the HB 2 bill. And finally, Olympic champion Thorpe has revealed that he was bullied before coming out. The five-time Olympic gold medalist spoke about his struggles with the age while promoting a new ABC series called Bullied. He says people would often yell homophobic slurs at him, and he feels the responsibility to help other young people who are suffering from the same issue. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.